What have you thought of Erickson, the Wisconsin kid who's doing returns for
them? Yeah, I'm going to tell you, he's a lot better than people may give him credit for. I'm very impressed with him. For some reason, don't remember him coming out of – was it Wisconsin, correct? You know, he does a great job. You know, their return game is both kickoff and punt return is very good. And like I told our guys, you know, you got him or Pac-Man, and Pac-Man can still go as well. So, but I've been very impressed with the way he runs. They do a great job in their return game. Their return game is probably the strength of their special teams. And you know, kickoff return, he's leading the AFL, maybe the NFL, but I know the AFC now in kickoff returns. So, it's a guy that we're going to have to contend with.
Ron, at what point in the season do you feel like you've started to maybe identify and keep your core special teams guys together?
You being serious?
Well, I mean...
About a month ago, I felt pretty good.
Okay.
I still feel good. No, I just... But that's one of the things that, you know, with special teams and the National Football League is, you know, you can't ever get... Because it's constant changing. You know, when you have injuries in offense or defense, and obviously the trickle-down effect, comes to us. And not that we don't use them on special teams, we do. But, I mean, you got to be smart, too. And you know, particularly a game like Sunday where it's going to be a little warmer, so you got to make sure you keep guys fresh. And you know, the guys have got a lot of experience. And it's going to help us down later on in the season because we get guys with a lot of experience. But to answer your question, I'm not sure when that is.
So what is that challenge like when you have that trickle-down effect and you have to balance, you know, guys
around? I mean, obviously it's a challenge, but it's, you know, it's the national football. You got to coach them up. And I've said this before, one of the things that to me, when you go to camp, you know, you prepare for this season. And this is like these young guys. This is what I told again this morning in our meeting. I said, guys, this is why back in August and that we talked about, hey, we're preparing for the season because you never know, you know, when you may have to play multiple positions or you know, you get, you know, pushed into action. And, you know, now they have to draw back on that experience and the drills. And in fact, I'd go back and I show them drills from camp and that's just that's the only thing I know how to do. The only way I know how to do it.
Kind of maybe a silly question, but is it hard to get 11 on the field sometimes when you have so many moving parts?
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, it's I'll say this: 10's better than 12. You know, our guys have done a pretty good job. You know, you know, you got to be good upstairs, you know, looking. And Jason, you know, that's something we talk about. We probably talk about personnel more than anybody, offensively or defensively, because, you know, we're pulling from all different directions. If this happens, you got to do this. And you play that game, you know, on tomorrow and Saturday, we'll play that game of, okay, if this happens, we got to do this. And, you know, so you try to think ahead, but inevitably something happens that you haven't planned for. But we've been fortunate here recently of being able to grab guys and stick them in there, you know, just like last week. Last week was like almost like the championship game down there. I mean, you know, guys were falling out and you had to, you know, grab guys and make sure they knew what to do. And then it affects up what you call and how you call it.
Ron, is a cutback in practice like on Wednesday hardest on special teams just because of how limited amount of time you have?
No, I don't. You know, we lost a little drill work, but I mean, I think that's you have to do that, and obviously in that situation, and you know, where I worry about it is not this week. I worry about it the week after next because, you know, next week's going to be a short week, so you know, you got to continually get your drill work in there. Where do you slide it in? You know, next week will be, you know, now that's 2 weeks, but you know, I mean, I think once again, I go back to the way we try to prepare during camp as you prepare for the season. And you're able to go back and draw on those things when you have to.